Now, in just a moment, I'm just going to give you a list of successful niches that you can just steal. So we've talked about different ways you can brainstorm your own niches. I know some people aren't going to do that. So I'm just going to give you, you know, a list of niches that you can just dive straight into. But the truth is that I don't really want you to overthink your positioning all that much, because the first time you do this, unless you are being completely reductive and literally cloning someone that that is making money, most people are going to kind of get it slightly wrong and miss the target a little bit. But I'm kind of fine with that. What I don't want you to do is to do what some people do, which is to get so overwhelmed that they actually don't do anything. Because, you know, the flywheel is basically we decide on a niche to enter, we launch, we get data back from that. And then based on that, we then make changes. We either pivot slightly, we change the business model, we change our positioning, introduce new traffic. But we take some kind of action based on the data that we get. And so this initial selection of a niche is only a single step in the process. It's not a final destination, okay? You can always pivot. The website that you're going to build will let you change products very, very easily. You can change the websites in the process. Change your niche. And of course, as you build skill and leverage, then you will start to see opportunities that you didn't previously see. And so, you know, with the skills that I currently have under my belt and the things that I've learned about AI, and pretty much any niche I see, I'm immediately thinking of ways that I can enter that niche. Now, very rarely do I actually do that, because, you know, I'm very careful now of prioritizing where my focus goes. But when you're first starting out, you kind of have to have an open mind as to the different pivots that you can make. And as you start to build experience and start to build leverage, you'll be able to pivot into all of these different experiences and these different niches. And so there's many, many examples of how I've done this. I've pivoted in the past. You started in a niche as an affiliate and then become a vendor. I've changed traffic sources. I've switched platforms. I've danced around different related niches. The main thing, though, is you need to start on one thing, okay? And if you do want to pivot, you do want to be able to enter niches very quickly. One final thought, consider getting Agent X with the Done For You website. It's going to allow you to enter niches very, very quickly and establish a kind of quick positioning, a quick site, really, you know, a quick kind of stepping stone in any given niche very, very easily. But whatever you do, make sure that you have this mindset that we are not going to overthink this. We're just going to take action and we are going to move on and continue taking action and learning from each and every step that we take.